In the 1800s, the Navajo herded sheep across vast areas of the Southwest. Over time, a few families settled on what is now a national monument in northern Arizona. The National Park Service says people can't live on that land, with the exception of one elderly Navajo woman. But now her descendants also want the right to live there. From Member Station KJZZ, Laurel Morales reports from Flagstaff.
At Wupaki National Monument, the contrasts are great. Harsh winds blow, but ancient sandstone ruins remain intact. Sage shrubs take root in the black lava rock.
Come in. Hi, Stella.
89-year-old Stella Peshlikai-Smith shuffles around her yard in white tennis shoes and a long traditional Navajo skirt. Using her limited English, she points to a stone hogan, a ceremonial home.
My father made this one.
Almost 100 years ago, Stella's modern house sits next door. Five generations have buried their umbilical cords in this land, a Navajo tradition that ties them here. After the U.S. Army forced thousands of Navajos to walk 400 miles to Fort Sumner in the 1860s, the Peshlikais settled here. Stella was born a year before the land became a national monument, and the Park Service has given her special permission to stay.
She wants to live out through her life here until her day comes. Her grandkids, she would like to see them continue living here, the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren.
Stella's daughter, Helen Peshlikai Davis, translates for her mother, who speaks mostly Diné, the Navajo language. Helen, her husband, and two kids live with Stella on Wupaki. In the mid-90s, the National Park Service, with the help of a nonprofit, bought 2 acres of land about 15 miles from Wupaki for Helen and her family. They have since sold the land and moved back to the monument. But the Park Service has told them they will have to leave when Stella dies.
You know, it's not fair. What I don't like about is why the Park Service is telling us we cannot live here because this is our home. This is why we're fighting for it.
Our mandate is to preserve what makes this a nationally significant place for all people, for all families.
Casey Cook Collins is the superintendent of Flagstaff Area National Monuments.
And so to preserve it and to grant a special right for one family doesn't serve the purpose of Wupaki National Monument as part of the national park system, which protects the nation's history for all of us.
Collins says 13 tribes are traditionally associated with Wupaki.
There are many different peoples, many different individuals, many different families that claim a connection to Wupaki National Monument, as do thousands and thousands of visitors that come to see what is their history as well.
Collins says when the Davis family accepted that land buyout, they gave up any claim to Wupaki. She says the Peshlikais have no legal existing private property right. Wupaki was never even Navajo land. But for Stella and her family, it's
Shigan,
the Navajo word for home. The state and the Navajo tribe have unsuccessfully tried to intervene. Now it would take an act of Congress to change anything. For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.